Hello there. My name is Cheryl, and you are listening to the Jedi Fangirl Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I missed last week, last Friday. Should have had an episode out, but kind of had to take a little break. I was gone out of town for a work trip, and I was so busy traveling and with meetings at work that I really just didn't have time to sit down and give the podcast for this week the proper attention that it deserves. It was a good place for a break, though. Give you a chance to catch up on the previous episodes if you want to do that. And now I'm back, and I wanted to take some time for this episode. We've been discussing the 11 live-action Star Wars films in chronological order, so starting with the prequels, and then Solo, and then Rogue One, and we had our break. And now this week, I'm ready to talk about Star Wars A New Hope, Episode 4. So I think that was a good place for a break before jumping in to talk about this movie, since this is obviously the very first Star Wars movie ever, originally called Star Wars. So I think that was a good place to take a break after the prequels and after our standalone movies before beginning the discussion on A New Hope. So anyway, yes, that's what we're talking about this week. I'm going to go ahead and jump into that here in a second. And then at the end, we're going to wrap up with some Star Wars news, some current Star Wars stuff that's going on, and also a couple of little tidbits of news just about Jedi Fangirl, about what's going on, some stuff that I have to talk about. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and get started. We're going to talk about A New Hope today. Okay, so today we are talking about A New Hope, Episode 4. We all know this was the very first Star Wars movie, was out in 1977. Originally, it was just called Star Wars. I'm almost a little bit intimidated to do this episode because this is the one that started it all. Where would we be if this movie had never came out? Oh my goodness. So a lot of times you'll get into discussions online or in person about all of the Star Wars movies, and we're up to 11 of them now. And that's not even including the Clone Wars animated movie. And sometimes you'll get people that want you to rank what your favorite Star Wars movies are, or what your number one movie out of all of them is, and just kind of rank your favorites. And that's really hard for me to do. And I think that what I used to say was because that's kind of what other people would say, and I would agree with them, and you've heard pretty much the same thing. And since then, especially since I've been doing this whole Jedi fangirl thing, I've learned that it is okay to have a different opinion, different opinions about Star Wars than everybody else. So what I used to say when I was asked what my favorite Star Wars movie was, is Empire Strikes Back, because everyone always says that it is the best. I don't really know if I think it's the best or not. I just know which ones are my favorite, and they might be my favorites because I think they are the best, or I might just enjoy watching them. And I think at this point, if somebody asked me, I would say that A New Hope is my favorite Star Wars movie because it started it all. It started it all. It is probably the one that I have watched the most over and over again. And honestly, it's probably the movie that I have seen the most times ever. I have no idea how many times I've seen it, but it is a lot. And it is a comfort movie for me. I can pop it in and just revisit these characters again and again. And I almost never get tired of it. And I love it. And so honestly, this one, I would say this is my favorite. I'm not entirely sure of the order of the rest of them. You know, what's my second favorite? It might be Empire Strikes Back. It might be Revenge of the Sith, because I actually really like that one. And I have a different kind of attachment to the prequels than I do the original trilogy, for different reasons. So I don't know. I might think about that. Maybe I'll talk about that on another podcast. But I think A New Hope is my favorite. I think that would be my answer. So today we're going to talk about what's probably my favorite movie of all time. So what can be said about it? Obviously, we know this one is the beginning of an era. It is just so hard to think about where we would be if this had not started. It just created so much. And obviously, this franchise, whatever you want to put it, this initial movie that started it all has exploded into movies and TV shows and Disney theme parks. I mean, it's crazy. And this is what started it all. So we have to say that. So what else can be said about A New Hope? So obviously this one was the beginning. So this is our first introduction to all of these characters. And people will talk about a lot of times, you know, there's still people out there that have never seen the Star Wars films. And a question that I hear sometimes is when somebody watches them for the first time, you know, presumably an adult, maybe a kid, you know, that their parents are introducing them to Star Wars for the first time, what is the best order to watch them in? Because obviously, chronologically, these movies are not in the order that they came out. So should you introduce them in the order that they were released? Should you introduce them in chronological order? Another thing that's kind of funny, and I don't know, if you're a Star Wars fan, you've probably heard of this before, because it's been talked about quite a bit, but there is such a thing called machete order. And what that is the order of the films. I think it would be machete order is if you watch A New Hope and then Empire Strikes Back, and then, because you found out who Darth Vader is, or you found out the big reveal that Darth Vader is Luke's father, you go back and watch episodes 1, 2, and 3. Or maybe you skip episode 1, because a lot of people don't like episode 1, so they just skip that when doing machete order, to get Darth Vader's background story and how Luke came to be. And then you go back and watch Return of the Jedi. So that's machete order. That's an interesting, it is kind of a fun order to watch them in. I've done that before. It doesn't take the sequels into account because the sequels are relatively new, as of 2015. So, machete order, when it was first talked about, the sequels didn't exist. So they're not really a part of that. I would assume you would just watch them at the end. That was the only thing that makes sense at this point. So what's the best order for somebody to watch these movies in when they're first watching them? And my answer to that is always that they should definitely be watched in the order they were released. The same order that all of us that have loved Star Wars for years and years and years, the same order that we saw them in is the order that new people should see them in too, in my opinion. Because it's watching A New Hope first. It's the movie that started it all, and it's the one that made you care about these characters. So that's my opinion. But now when I go back and rewatch them, a lot of times I do go and start with The Phantom Menace. So that's kind of my preferred way to watch them, just because I like having the backstory first, and then you just get to see it all in the order that it happened in that galaxy far, far away. So, and that's also why I'm going through them in that order on my podcast. But so that's my answer to that question. All of these characters, it's our first time seeing them. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit. My first thing I want to talk about is the beginning of A New Hope. and the scene on the Tantive IV, which when we first saw this movie, we didn't even know the name of the ship. And now we know so much more about this ship and the people that were on it and how they came to be on it than we ever expected that we would know. So the beginning of the movie, one of the coolest things about it is, you know, it's chaos. It literally starts off with chaos. After the opening scroll, this starts on the Tantive IV on Leia's ship. And we get the droids having a conversation and C-3PO is panicking and everybody's running around. And you see this door that you know is about to open and just all of this smoke starts, you know, coming out and Darth Vader makes this epic entrance. I mean, this is quite possibly the most epic entrance of a villain into a movie that I have ever seen. So that's the way it starts out. And it just from the beginning is just has this quality about it. You know, this is going to be something big. So my friend Anthony, rural farm boy, called in and left me a message with his thoughts about A New Hope this week. And he also mentioned this epic beginning to the movie and this entrance by Darth Vader. So I am going to go ahead and let you guys hear his thoughts now. Here is Anthony, rural farm boy, telling us what he thinks about A New Hope.
I'm an original generation fan. I was a 10-year-old naive farm boy in 1977 when two neighbor girls asked my mom if they could take me to see this story, what I call a story, it's a film. And that got me hooked into our fandom at the very start. And for me, just what got me, because most folks of my generation members seeing the Tantive IV being pursued by Darth Vader's Star Destroyer, the Devastator. But for me, what got me caught into this story was seeing and watching the stormtroopers burning and blasting their way through into the Tantive IV, where we see the firefight that ensues through that hallway of the Tantive IV. That's just what got me caught all up in it. And then moments later, we see Darth Vader come through that hatchway. And that got my attention straight. That's just what sold me into Star Wars as a young fandom. It's a big thing now, but that's just my thoughts and what got me. And I'm hoping to hear some other friends share what got them hooked into our fandom because of the start of this story.
All right. Thank you for those thoughts, rural farm boy. So it sounds like I am not the only one that appreciates Darth Vader's epic entrance in A New Hope. Hooked from that point in the story, I think a lot of us were, honestly. So thanks for expressing that. Another thing that we get an introduction to characters in A New Hope. So we have, at the very beginning of the movie, we get introduced to Leia and, of course, the droids. C-3PO and R2-D2. And they are very special in the world of Star Wars, those droids. They're not human characters, obviously, but they have very human personalities at times. In addition to many other talents that only droids can do. So C-3PO and R2-D2 is like, it's an interesting friendship, and they are there through the whole entirety of the Skywalker saga. When we go back to the prequels, we see how C-3PO came to be. He was built by Anakin Skywalker. And we kind of see a little bit of where R2-D2 came from as well. So, and then they are just there. They continue all the way through the prequels. They have a role in those. They have a big role in the original trilogy. And they even have a pretty big role in the sequel movies as well. So they're just there the whole time. On my my poster that I have signed by several members of the original trilogy cast, it's the Hildebrand poster. If you've heard of that, if you've seen any of those, you know what I'm talking about. And on the poster, it's got, you know, Darth Vader in the background, it's got Leia and it's got Luke, but it's also featuring R2 and C-3PO. So they've just always been there and we get to see them in that very first scene. I remember a trivia question that I heard on the radio or somewhere at one point. This was years ago. And the trivia question was who is the first person that we hear speak in Star Wars? And the answer is C-3PO. And I knew that, and I remember that brought me back to that first scene, and I had to think about it, and I'm like, it's C-3PO. He's the first person that we hear talk, so they're pretty important, and this is the first time we get to see them. And I had another friend call in with some thoughts on A New Hope, and I appreciate his thoughts. This is Sean from Sean Wars, so let's hear what he thinks about A New Hope.
Hey Cheryl, this is Sean from Sean Wars. Love the podcast so far and listening to all your thoughts on the movies. I want to start by saying I don't rank Star Wars films, but that A New Hope is definitely my favorite. It's our introduction to the characters we love, Vader, Leia, Luke, Han, Chewie, Obi-Wan. But what I really love is R2-D2 and C-3PO. The opening scene of them being caught on the battle on the Tantive, them landing on the desert and bickering like an old married couple, R2-D2 creating all these problems, and as much as C-3PO hates it, he's always sticking up for R2. It's such a beautiful friendship and an essential part to Star Wars. I like to think of them sometimes as the narrators of Star Wars, because Star Wars happens around them and not to them, but that might be a conversation for another day. I could say so many more things about it. The three acts, the really awesome villains, the humor, the name-calling, but thanks for hearing my thoughts. Cheers.
All right, that was Sean from Sean Wars with his thoughts on A New Hope. I love that. That's that whole concept of the droids and, you know, Star Wars and what happens in it happening around them and not to them, and the possibility that they're kind of like our narrators. That's a great concept. Definitely something to revisit, and maybe we'll talk about that on a later podcast, but thank you guys both for your thoughts. Appreciate hearing them, and I like the pleasure of including them in the podcast. So thanks again for calling in. So another character, obviously we get introduced to Luke in A New Hope, and we first kind of see him with his Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru, who It's fascinating to me to think about how we get these smaller characters in A New Hope, like Owen and Beru, and they don't really mean much to us at the time. But then when you go back and after the prequels came out, they just put a whole new perspective on things. We get to see exactly who Owen and Beru are and why Luke is staying with them. And it just opens up our eyes to see this movie, the initial Star Wars movie, so differently. And, you know, I always talk about how for years and years, people have just hated on the prequels and people don't like them. And to me, they have such a great story, though. They opened up the Star Wars galaxy so much. And when they came out, they just told us so much more. I love the backstory. And I think it's a great story. And I just appreciate going back and seeing the story of Anakin Skywalker, and I just loved when they came out. I was so super into them and going to see them in the movie theater, and it was just really exciting to me. Now, I did get I'm pretty much equally as excited with the sequels coming out. And when each one came out, I was just very excited to see the next chapter in the story. But I'm, as a whole, the sequel trilogy, I like it. It's probably my least favorite of all three trilogies. And the jury's kind of still out. I mean, I like it. I will definitely continue to rewatch them. But I'm still, something in my head, they're just not quite in an established place like the original trilogy and the sequel trilogy. So I'm going to talk about them more in my future podcast. We'll get to the sequel trilogy. We'll get there. And maybe that will help me work out exactly how I see them. But so another character that we get introduced to in A New Hope is Obi-Wan. And obviously played by Alec Guinness in A New Hope. And later on when we go, I mean, I say later on, but then you think of the prequels happened before that. We get to see Obi-Wan younger and we see that portrayed by Ewan McGregor. And so to me, as you know, Alec Guinness did a great job introducing us to Obi-Wan, but really getting to see more of his personality, we see that in the prequels and in the Clone Wars. And Ewan McGregor is the Obi-Wan that I think of when I really think of Obi-Wan, just because I feel like he gave so much to the character. But so in A New Hope, some things that people bring up, when I love the scene when Luke meets Obi-Wan or Ben Kenobi. And, you know, he's met him before, but we don't see how that happened. But this was this major conversation that happened. And so they play the message that R2 had from Leia. And Obi-Wan is all like, oh, I don't remember ever owning a droid. And people say, oh, that's a discrepancy. How come he didn't remember R2? And, you know, well, he never owned R2. I mean, R2 was around, but R2 was actually, he was Padme's droid. And then kind of Anakin's droid, but he was never owned by Obi-Wan, and Obi-Wan didn't really own a droid. So what he said was not inaccurate. So, I mean, it's still accurate. So I don't really see that as a discrepancy. So another thing that I love is that we get this new Kenobi series that's supposed to be coming. And yay, Ewan McGregor is returning to play Obi-Wan again. And we kind of hopefully, well, I'm hoping anyway, that we get to see some of what happened when he went back to Tatooine and when he stayed in the desert and kept an eye on Luke as he was growing up. I am excited to see what happened. Like, what kind of adventures did he get into? You know there had to be something. So I think that's really cool. And again, going back to this intro scene. So Obi-Wan is talking to Luke and he's telling him about Anakin and he's talking about Vader. And he talks about fighting in the Clone Wars and being a Jedi Knight with Luke's father. And this still all fits so very well with the background that we now know from both the prequels and from the Clone Wars and everything that he says in this movie that's from over 40 years ago now all still fits very well with the new stuff that we've gotten since then. And he speaks very highly of Anakin, and I love that. He talks about him being a good friend. And he really was. I mean, I've talked about that relationship before, and I love it. I think it's fascinating. I think it was a great friendship that they had, and he portrays that. Even in the very first movie, that's what Obi-Wan had to say about Anakin. So he talks about Darth Vader. And here's where another question comes up, and I don't know if we really know a definitive answer on this. But so when this movie came out, some of the things that come up, even in just The Empire Strikes Back, which came out 3 years later, some of the things from Empire Strikes Back were not necessarily decided when A New Hope came out. So when Obi-Wan talks to Luke about Vader and about Luke's father, he makes them sound very much like a different person. He says that Darth Vader killed your father. And so were they originally planned to be two different people? Or did George Lucas know all along that this was going to be kind of a concept of killing that person? They're the same person, but they're also kind of two different people. So we may never know, but it's interesting to think about. So another character, another one of our main characters that we get introduced to in A New Hope is Han Solo. He's one of my favorites, and we get kind of a, we get a very different perspective after watching Solo and then returning to watch A New Hope and see our introduction when we first met Han Solo. And now we know his background. And I love that. I'll talk about that more again in a minute. But so this first scene with Han, it's so funny to me that this is the scene that has changed basically the most in all of our different variations that we've got of A New Hope since it first came out. So obviously, there's the whole concept of Han shot first in the original 1977 film. Han shot Greedo. Greedo did not shoot at him. Han shot first. And that changed when the new editions were released. They also added a scene with Jabba to this part of the movie that wasn't originally there. And then the funniest thing to me is, so on Disney Plus, if you don't have Disney Plus or if you have not watched A New Hope on Disney Plus, you may not even know this, but this version is different than the other versions that are out there. If you watch A New Hope on Disney Plus, this scene with Han and Greedo in the cantina, before Greedo shoots Han, he just randomly looks at him and says, "McClunky." Why does he do that? Nobody really knows. And it's just kind of funny and goofy and very strange. But yeah, McClunky. It's even got a hashtag now. If you go out on Twitter and you put hashtag McClunky in your tweet, puts a little icon of Greedo behind it for you. So goofy. And I love it. So there's also some other characters and places and scenes that are in this movie that we don't even really think about that much if you were first watching it or if you hadn't seen any other Star Wars movies or TV shows or anything. But some of those, I'm not going to go into any of them too deeply, but there's so many. Tarkin we see in a lot in other books. They had to recreate him for Rogue One. Boba Fett, obviously, we don't really, he's such a minor character and people even fell in love with him as a minor character, but we get to see his background and where he came from in the prequels. Tatooine as a planet, we don't know that, we know that that's where Luke grew up, but what we don't know is, and that we don't find out until watching Phantom Menace, is that that is where Anakin was born and we get to know Anakin's background. Alderaan basically explodes in the first half of this movie, so we don't get to see too much about it, but it does have a big important role in the backstory in learning about Leia and her adoptive parents, the Organas, and it was a beautiful planet, and I'm so glad that we get to learn more about it. So let's see what else. The Death Star plans. Rogue One gave us this whole backstory of what happened literally right before A New Hope. And we get to find out, you know, people died in getting these. I talk about this like it's so real, but people died getting these plans to Leia that we just see in the beginning of A New Hope. Something else that is cool in the movie, but has so much more meaning after seeing the prequels, is at the end, the Obi-Wan lightsaber fight with Vader. And they kind of both know it's coming. Obi-Wan basically seeks him out. He knows he has to confront him again, and he probably knows that it's going to be the last time. But he knows he has to do this, and it was a long time coming. And it's thinking about that fight now, after all that I've seen from the prequels and Clone Wars and everything, it has so much more meaning after all of the stuff that we know. And you don't know that when you're watching A New Hope for the first time. So I love it. It's my favorite movie of all time. And kind of my final word that I would like to say about my thoughts on A New Hope, it is great to watch as the beginning of the story. It is obviously the beginning of all of our Star Wars movies and stories and books, and it just started it all. And it's great to watch when you first watch it. You know, all of us that love this whole galaxy so much, we started pretty much with A New Hope. And it's great to watch. But then now, with all of the other stuff that we have, it has so much more meaning. And it is just something beautiful to return to. I mean, that sounds corny, but it's so great to return to and watch over and over again and just have added meaning every time with all of the other stuff we've learned about these characters and places and relationships. So I just love it. So that's kind of my thoughts on A New Hope. I think that that's really all I have to say about it right now, but I said a lot and I'm always open to talking about it more. So next week, we're going to our next movie, which is Empire Strikes Back, which has a lot going on, and I know a lot of people love it. So please send me your thoughts on Empire Strikes Back. You can leave me a voice message if you go to my podcast page. You can actually go to JediFangirl.com, and if you click on podcast at the top, it will take you to the podcast page. And then there's a button there that says messages. So click on that and leave me a voice message. Tell me your thoughts next week. Tell me your thoughts about Empire Strikes Back, and maybe I'll feature you on the podcast. Or if you don't want to do that, you can always send me an email, Cheryl, Sheryl, at JediFangirl.com. And definitely just check out the website. There's a lot up there. It's growing. I do post blogs up there, but that's also a great jumping off point. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I have a YouTube page. It doesn't have anything really up there yet, but I'm starting to use YouTube a little bit more, so who knows. And obviously, you can get to the podcast page from there. You can read the blogs that I've written. You can see my background, my Star Wars story. So if you have not been to it yet, definitely check out the website because there's a lot up there. So yeah, and I even have a new blog post that also kind of talks a little bit about how the fangirl got into Jedi Fangirl. So check that out. We'll come back here in just a second with some of the current Star Wars news. So hang in there. All right. So what is going on this week in the world of Star Wars? The biggest thing that I can probably think of is that Clone Wars Season 7 comes out tomorrow. I know everybody's really excited about that. Now, I am not completely caught up. Well, I say caught up, but I feel like I am caught up. I have not seen every episode of Clone Wars yet. I would like to see them all. But I had a hard time really getting into it. So for me, rather than go through and watch every episode, and even rather than go through and watch every episode chronologically or every episode as they aired, it's been easier for me to kind of hear about some of the story arcs and go through and watch the episodes involved in those story arcs. And I feel like I've caught pretty much every major arc that people have talked about. So I feel like I have kind of the gist, the overall sense of what happened in the Clone Wars series. So I feel like I'm pretty much ready for the new season. So I'm excited about that. I watched the trailer. It looks really, really cool. I'm excited that we get to see some of the things that happen. And I'm also even excited that it seems to overlap with Revenge of the Sith, and we get to find out some more about what happened in that time period. So I think everybody's really excited about that. And I think they're airing them week to week. And I think the first episode, kind of like they did The Mandalorian, the first episode comes out tonight at midnight, basically. So tomorrow morning, if I get a chance, that's what I'll be watching, is that first episode. So another update. You guys know I'm going to keep talking about this until it happens. Ace Comic Con next month in Boston. They haven't really added a ton of Star Wars people. I'm still super, super excited that Hayden Christensen's going to be there. Ewan McGregor's going to be there. I don't think he's ever even done a con like this before, so that's really exciting. Looking forward to meeting them. Some of the other guests that I've talked about before that they're going to have, Matthew Wood, who is the voice of General Grievous, is going to be there. And they also have a couple of stars from Rebels, which I've started watching, and I'm excited about watching more of that. Tia Sirkar, who is also an actress on The Good Place, is going to be there, and she is the voice of Sabine on Rebels. And then Taylor Gray, who is the voice of Ezra on Rebels, is also going to be there. So that's cool to see some Star Wars stars getting to these cons outside of just Star Wars Celebration. So that's another reason I'm super excited about it. Today was announced from the New York Toy Fair, and in a special segment on Good Morning America, everybody is going crazy over Baby Yoda, and there is all of this Baby Yoda merchandise coming. So in the next few months, he's going to be everywhere. Build-A-Bear is getting a Baby Yoda. I actually saw a picture of it today. Signed up for the email list to find out when he comes out. And he looks adorable, so I might actually try to get one. Don't tell my husband. He knows I spend too much on Star Wars stuff. It is as it is, but he's just so adorable. So look for that. Look for all that Baby Yoda merch coming out in the coming months. So some other news, just relative mostly to Jedi Fangirl. I'm trying to expand. I'm kind of getting some other opportunities, so I'm trying to take advantage of them. Not sure what it's going to look like in the end, but it's fun for me. So, first thing that I want to tell you guys is that the podcast, I was having some issues with Anchor, my podcast provider, getting the podcast distributed to all of these podcast platforms. They kind of do that automatically, or they're supposed to. And I was running into some issues where it really just was not showing up on a lot of platforms. So I talked to them, got some help with that, and now it's out there on most of them, I think. The big one is Apple Podcasts, and I've heard that can take a while, and now we're out there on Apple Podcasts. So I'm super excited. If you are a user of Apple Podcasts, then you can find Jedi Fangirl out there now. So another thing, a while back, if you guys follow me on Instagram or even Twitter, I think I posted pictures of it. I got a good deal on ordering some stickers and decided to go see what some Jedi Fangirl stickers would look like. So I got a few of them, and they're really super cool and I love them. And I had somebody ask me, if they were available for sale. And I only got a few of them when I ordered them, so those were not for sale. But what I did do is I now have a store on TeePublic. It's TeePublic.com. But you can get to my store if you go, again, to JediFangirl.com, click on Shop at the top, and it will take you to my TeePublic shop. And there you can find all sorts of things with the Jedi Fangirl logo. There is a sale on TeePublic right now. You can get some pretty good deals. So if you want anything with my Jedi Fangirl logo on it, you can go out there and order and get it at a discount just over the next couple of days, I think it is. So if you're interested, take advantage in that. I actually put in an order myself today, so I'm excited to get some more stuff with the logo on it. So check it out. Something else, I'm super, super excited about this. I found out recently that Ashley Eckstein, who is, of course, the voice of Ahsoka Tano, both in Clone Wars and Rebels, and actually in The Rise of Skywalker in that one little scene towards the end, Ashley Eckstein is going to be giving a talk at the Walt Disney Family Museum next month in March, March the 7th. Found out about that, so I decided to look into it. It's in San Francisco, so it's not too far from me. I sent them an email and talked to them there, and I am going to get the opportunity to cover this on my blog. So I get to go and hear Ashley's talk. I think it's mostly about starting Her Universe, which is her clothing line, which is awesome. I have several things from Her Universe, and they were kind of the leaders in bringing some really cool, fashionable, geeky, especially Star Wars clothing and accessories out there for women and girls to shop for. And so she's going to be talking about her adventure starting that, I think. And I'm super excited. I think it should be really cool. I'm excited to see the Walt Disney Family Museum. And it sounds like I get the chance to meet Ashley briefly, which is honestly something I've been trying to do for a few years now. So I'm very, very excited about the opportunity to go and hear her speak and to get to meet her. And so, you know, guys know I will be both talking about that on the blog as well as the podcast and trying to take pictures. I don't think I'm allowed any pictures during the talk, but that's why I get to meet her at the end. So very, very excited. Looking forward to that a lot. So look for that in the coming weeks. So I think that that's it for our news for this week. And that's it for the podcast. So thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. Next week again is Empire Strikes Back. So please send me your thoughts on that if you have them. And also if you have any just general feedback, send me a voice message, send me an email. Just let me know because I like hearing from everybody. And you know, if you don't already follow me on Twitter, I'm very, very active on there. Jedi Fangirl on Twitter and active pretty much every day. And I've met some really cool people through it. So come find me. Follow me if you don't yet. And I think that's it for now. So thanks everyone for joining. Thanks for listening. Tune in next Friday. And as always, may the Force be with you.